This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath has said that India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years, delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. In Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Somnath said that currently India's contribution to global space economy is just 2% and the country wants to expand it. Our correspondent reports that the ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in the space sector. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs. Early in the day, President Murmu attended the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through a natural lifestyle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Congress has released another list of 16 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has nominated Sachin Sawant for the Andheri West Assembly seat and Asif Zakaria for the Wandre West Assembly constituency. Early in the day, Congress had announced the names of 23 candidates for the State Assembly elections. The deadline for filing nominations for the Maharashtra elections is Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other union ministers and senior BJP leaders, will campaign for the ruling Mahayuti alliance in the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. The BJP has released a list of 40 star campaigners, including Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi, union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Ashwini Vaishnav, among others. Additionally, several BJP state chief ministers will join the campaign efforts. The government has issued an advisory to curb hoax bomb threats on social media platforms and directed social media intermediaries to promptly remove hoaxes, report threats, and cooperate with authorities. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology in a statement said that social media intermediaries must adhere to the IT Act 2000, the IT Rules 2021, and the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. The centre has appreciated the efforts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi in reducing the cases of paddy stubble burning and advised them to work towards Mission Zero Burning. An inter-ministerial meeting to address the issues of crop residue management was co-chaired by Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav in New Delhi. During the meeting, the ministers from the state governments informed about the actions they are taking to prevent paddy stubble burning. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index AQI of 283 in the national capital at 8 yesterday. India slammed Pakistan for raising the Kashmir issue at a United Nations Security Council UNSC debate, calling it despicable and a mischievous provocation based on its tested tactic of spreading misinformation. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune yesterday. With this victory, the visitors have clinched the three-match series. Chasing a target of 359 runs set by New Zealand, India were all out for 245 in their second innings on day three. And that is the end of this news bulletin.